Hey Alice, what was the most fucked up stuff you read? The most heartwarming? Anything strange happened because of these threads? Are you a voice actor? Will you narrate the 4chan documentary? I didn't know there was a 4chan documentary. And as for a voice actor, not really. Like, I had a friend tell me that I should definitely monetize it, and he wanted me to like to make a Fiverr and everything, but I felt it was more of like a fun little hobby, and I didn't want to use it to make money. Even though people have definitely said that they would love it, it just didn't feel right to me. So the most fucked up thing that I read, and I guess it's like a mix between fucked up and heartwarming, because there was someone for a while who kept asking me to say lewd things to their girlfriend or to some girl or whatever that they were sleeping with, and eventually, like months later, she got pregnant, and they said that they were gonna name their daughter after me, Alice, and I was just, it kind of blew my mind. I was like, this is kind of, I don't know how to feel about this. Like, I'm just saying this for fun, and you know, these people suddenly had a baby because she got horny from these voice threads, and then he got her pregnant and they had a baby, and they're naming it after, you know, me. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's cool.
There's another thing. Like, one of the things that kind of got me was there was one guy in particular who told me to read like a really sweet, heartwarming like goodnight message, because he said I sounded like his ex-wife. And so I read it, and after he listened to it, he said, thanks. You know, like, my wife has been dead for years, and it was nice to hear her again, because you sound like her, and I really appreciate it. And that kind of fucked me up for the rest of the day. I was like, oh my god, this is, oh shit, like, yeah, I feel great, but I'm just trying to have fun, like, what the fuck? But I guess this is the kind of stuff that I've seen.